Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Dowdies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population U.
Population Ray.
Jonah Ray, welcome to
Hi, buddy.
Hello.
Our first ever guest of a live Dumb People Town.
Oh my God, we did it at the castle.
Oh yeah, remember that?
That was May of 2017.
Was that? It seems like it was so much longer ago.
That was the first time we had a cavernous room.
Huge room,
but the laughs were fantastic. Like, I wasn't sure what it was going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had no clue, and you were so good. I'm like picturing there was a picture of some like weird house. I can't remember the story,
I don't remember at all.
I think it was like a story of some.
We were in like a little shed. Of the green room.
Oh, yes.
Right.
That was great, yeah. too. Anyway, it was super fun. I kind of got like meltdown vibes of like that place a little bit, kind of like the room in the back room.
Yeah, well, it's always that's like the best part about those places. It's like should it exist here? It doesn't matter. It's working.
It's here. It's here. And people showed up, and it was just so much fun. It's so nice to have you. You're not hearing Jason. Jason is working.
Thank God. We've gotten rid of Jay.
We got rid of him. We finally got rid of the dead weight. No, Jay's working on a movie this week, so we instead of saying, hey, we're not going to put out a show, Dan and I said the show must go on. And who better to have than one of our favorite guests of all time, Jonah Ray, new season of Mystery Science Theater 3000. We'll talk about that later. We don't have to talk about that now,
Plus
Dan.
Plus a whole bunch of other great stuff.
Oh, my God. A bunch of other great stuff that you're doing. We'll talk about all of that with Jonah Ray. But first, we've got dumb to deal with. There's dumb happening all over the world, and we need to deal with it in a comedic way. You send the stories at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. He knows who sent it first. Let's get into one.
I don't know if in this story the people are dumb, but it is like a thing that would happen in this town. First of all, it was sent in by We Talking About Practice.
We Talking About Practice.
At Not A Game AI, underscore between
Hilarious.
Not A Game and AI.
I'm not sure if you should really consider it a real person if AI comes in.
AI fits so much for this story.
Okay, here's the headline. Fictosexual. You guys familiar with that term?
Fictosexual?
I don't know, but let me try and...
Fictosexual.
Okay, so ficto. Fiction.
Fiction.
So someone who is sexually attracted or falls in love with fake characters.
You're 100% correct.
Oh, my God! That's so good.
Fictosexual,
man. Thought it was going to be someone who thought sex was fictional.
I mean, for them it is.
Yeah. Right? Okay, fine. Yeah. There you go.
Fictosexual man married hologram bride. So you're 100% right. Married a hologram.
Do you want to be a hologram bride? Beanie.
But now struggles to bond with her. Well, she's a hologram.
Remember
Blade Runner 2049, where Gosling's character kind of has like feeling. Did you not like it?
No, of course. I mean,
that's one of those movies I can just put on. Like aesthetically, when I'm writing, I don't need sound or anything.
That movie's wallpaper, you know, it's just there all day.
Oh my God.
So this is the moment of her when Joaquin Phoenix, spoiler alert, realizes she's the operating system for many people.
Yes.
When Jeffrey Baldinger walks.
That scene is heartbreaking though. She's relaying to him how time operates different for experiences are related to time and time. Moves so much faster for her than it does him, so she's allowed to have way more experiences.
But it doesn't. It didn't take away from how she feels about
him. Not at all. But it did for him because he's like, but you process time and experience different than I do.
Well, it's a, you know, like my wife Deanna Rooney, she like says this about her. It's where if Lost in Translation is about, you can have, if you're not actually physically cheating with somebody, it's not an affair. Mm-hmm. And I think this is Spike Jonze going, yes, it fucking is. Like an emotional.
A connection you have with somebody else. Yeah. If you're starting something emotionally, it's not nothing.
Yes.
Is I think what Spike Jonze was saying. It's not nothing. Yeah. It's something.
Right. Yeah. So and you running around with Burt Reynolds or whoever Bill Murray was supposed to be.
So
is Burt Reynolds? Yeah.
So in Blade Runner 2049, she's kind of like a friend and a
confidant.
Yes, but also I feel like there was
Golden
also
Girl.
More feelings there. Hey, here we go.
Thanks.
the most news speaky opening headline.
I cannot wait for the sing-songy.
She's not real, but his feelings are.
Oh, oh, I used to have a whole runner of this when I was doing stand-up, or it's like the guys that, like, local news guys kind of stuff. It's like, and that's the way the cookie crumbles from the closed down cookie shop on Main Street. I'm Paul Antoshke. But then it continually gets worse, where it's like, I guess not all's well that ends well for Timmy, who fell down a well, broke his neck. From the abandoned now haunted well, I'm Paul Antoshke.
Oh, that's right. So good. Yeah, that's right. I love that. Speaking that's your that, chopper four.
There you go.
Okay. A fictosexual man, who I did not know what that term was before I got this article, who wed a fictional computer-synthesized pop singer 4 years ago.
I mean, what do you get them for that wedding?
Oh, what is that pop? What is that? That's true. What do you get them?
Pentium processor.
NFTs is what you do.
You get
NFTs! NFT of a couch. Or
there
a
you go.
Lander, yeah.
That's right. Or an NFT of a wedding gift.
Yes, yeah.
Jonah, what were you going to say?
Oh, the pop singer. Is this that, like, huge, like, one of the, what's the AI pop singer from, I think, Korea or Japan?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Hatsune Miku? Mm. Does that sound familiar?
No, maybe. I think it's something like Cherry Pop or something. Oh, I can't remember.
Well, they married 4 years ago, and he said he's now unable to communicate with his wife, but is still in love with her. He's so got, it's a normal marriage.
He's got to update her OS. Yeah.
Can I, I just say this. This is what I said to my wife, that if you've been married for a long period of time, it literally, marriage is 95% logistics. That's all it is. Did you pick this person up over here? We've got to get this person over here. She needs her stuff over here. I got to go. Did you make the reservation for that? We got to get over here and get this. Go to the store and get that. I got to do this over here. It's literally logistics.
Do you think in the course of your marriage, you guys have ever gone 24 hours without speaking? I'm not saying out of anger, but out of logistics, like being in one place, somebody else being in another.
Yes, because I've been gone and there's just
24 hours.
That's with kids, I'd say that's all logistics. Like, you know, Deanna and I, we're not having kids. We don't have kids.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of speculative logistics. It's like, what if we did something to the house.
Yeah.
What do we have to do?
Yeah. What do we? I mean, there's just a lot of logistics that have to get done. Like, my whole day is figuring out how. This is literally most of my days is figuring out how am I going to get this done.
You're a project manager.
I don't know how I. Yeah. You're literally a project manager on a construction site with like a giant gaping hole.
Yeah.
How are we going to fix this? Thing to call your wife.
No, she's not the gaping hole. She creates the gaping hole.
The gaping hole's in my own heart. Akahiko Kondo was dating Hatsune Miku. I'm doing my best, and it's all out of love.
Dan, you're doing wonderful.
For a decade before they had an unofficial wedding ceremony.
I'm sorry.
In
2018. That's even for a hologram. That's a long time.
Step up
to the plate, man.
That's a long time.
Step up to the virtual plate, bitch.
Yeah. Kondo.
And what they had, just had a small thing, you said, or?
What?
Was the wedding?
Yeah, they had an unofficial wedding ceremony
unofficial.
In 2018.
Okay. I mean,
don't you want to make that a virtual destination wedding?
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Kondo, one of many who identifies as fictosexual or someone who is sexually attracted to fictional characters. Jonah Ray
that's that. The gift you get him, a fictosexual.
Yeah. he spent how much money on his nuptials in U.S. dollars? How much money do you think he spent?
If you're a friend of his, do you consider yourself part of the Kondo Association?
Don't. On the unofficial wedding that they had in 2018,
how much
money do you think he spent to marry his hologram girlfriend of 10 years in U.S. dollars?
Okay, I'm going to go with... $30,000.
I think like $12,000.
$12,000. He spent $17,300.
I'm kind of in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Still a lot of money. Like,
you know what? I forgot to do because you said U.S. dollars, which is probably most likely weaker than the dollar
yen.
Where he
spent 2 million yen.
Oh, see, that's what I was. That's
there you
probably.
Go.
Yeah. I was still smart in another way.
Yes,
I mean, to
course.
Me, that's always
like
fun
me.
To say.
Yes, yeah.
That was when we were traveling through Turkey. That was our joke. It's like, God, I feel like a million Turkish lira, which is about 750.
So he spent that much money on the nuptials, but his family did not attend.
Yeah.
Which I was like, guys, come on. He loves what he loves. Nobody's getting hurt. Now married 4 years, Kondo said his relationship has hit a roadblock. He can no longer speak to Miku due to a technological hurdle, according to the Japanese paper Menachi. I tried. Mm-hmm. While Kondo acknowledges his relationship might be odd,
still get Menachi just regularly dropped at the doorstep. There you go.
While Kondo acknowledges his relationship might be odd, he understands Miku isn't a real person. It doesn't change his feelings for her. Since falling in love with her in 2008, Kondo was finally able to interact with Miku for the first time in 2017 thanks to a gate box. Anybody from? I've never heard of that in my life.
I don't know the gate box.
It's a $1,300 machine that allows device owners to interact with characters via holograms and even unofficially marry them.
He spent $18,600. If we're going to add to the box, to the price of the wedding.
Here's some pics of them.
Oh, my God. They look great.
Oh, wow.
He got all dressed up.
So is that like a 3D printer kind of thing?
I think that's after the fact. Here's like a real...
Oh, I see.
They do all that in post. We'll do the wedding pictures in post.
Yeah.
So he's holding like the tiny...
Yeah, fix the marriage in post.
This is like the tiny Nadia from What We Do in the Shadows. Oh, yeah. You know, he's got like the doll version of her.
But then he's also got this. I think that's the gate box.
Oh, so it just shows like a 3D
thing. In his house where she lives.
So if you had like, that'll be like if you had Siri, it was an actual little hologram, you can just talk to her.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I think that's where we're heading, guys.
Well,
I don't think you're too far off.
Here's the thing. Would this guy have become, frustrated and sad and, had a worse life if he hadn't married this fictional character?
Probably.
So yeah. It's like,
maybe this helped him.
Exactly.
It's like a coping mechanism.
Yeah. Some people are asexual and it will
100%.
And it will come out in other ways. It might, if you don't really feel any desire for any, man, woman or anything in between, like
that's
it's like,
right.
You're
that's
gonna,
right.
Yeah. But you still have love to give.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
It's like, where do I park this love? Yeah. And here is a place to do it. It's kind of beautiful.
But here's where the dumb people thing comes in. None of it is about being a fictosexual.
No.
None of it is about his love.
No.
It's not even about the amount of money he spent. It's not even about, it could be maybe about his family, but it's this. But now his 4-year marriage took a turn when support for Gatebox software was eliminated, meaning that Kondo could no longer speak with his wife, Miku. So this is the deal. This is all about a glitch
in the Matrix.
Like you said, update the OS.
Yeah.
You've married a hologram and now they stopped making the stuff that allows you to communicate with your wife.
Oh.
Can you go to fictosexual therapy?
Mm.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
I mean, I guess that's just the genius bar.
Yeah, that
is like
Randy.
Help me.
But that's the sad part at the end of the movie. That's like, the beginning of Up is him looking at the,
that's
the box.
Right.
And then she's like, I love, always will remember.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, please don't go.
Yes.
That's a really sad thing.
Yes.
I mean, how about something like this being a way for people who lose people to cope with that after the Black Mirror episode where the woman...
That was wild.
You get the emails and the voice messages and you can get the voice of the person to come back up, and then there's like the physical doll of the person. And
yeah, I mean, it's I guess the question is like, we all have probably had pets in our lives. Have you ever thought about stuffing them and displaying them in your home?
No, but I know people, I've heard of people that have.
And I find it odd.
I think it's odd, but for them, it's like probably comforting. Like there's Virgil.
What about
Virgie?
What about tattoos?
Stuffing them and putting them in your home?
Well, no, not a tattoo. So that wouldn't even work. Where's your logic there?
Okay, a tattoo, I mean, but that's thanks, like I don't know, I mean, if anything, all the, like a tattoo or maybe a stuffed animal, these things are also just grave sites as well. This is like going to a grave and being
the representative of the thing. But, I mean, if there is something that you can interact with, this is fascinating. If there is something that you can interact with, kind of like I'm thinking of the Black Mirror episode where you can have a conversation with this hologram or you can speak to this get answers.
Because it's an AI.
Right, because it's an AI and get answers. They like sort of synthesize all the information about this thing.
Like Her when he talks to Alan Watts.
That's right.
Well, there's also, I don't want to give anything away, so I'm going to try and not, but there's a very popular movie out right now where one
Maverick.
Of the actors can't speak, and so they went to a technology company and recreated that actor's voice for the dialogue that they do provide. It's not them, but is 100% their voice.
Yeah.
And so you think in terms of like all of the audio.
Also, it could have been his son's voice.
All of it's not sure. though.
I know.
But yes, he could. But so but all the audio recordings
with that
of, all of the audio recordings of us.
Well, yeah. Think about
in
all
perpetuity.
Us.
Somebody could have dialogues of us. They could animate a whole movie that one of us portrays, and we never even say a word.
I think about that a lot with like you know all of us, all of our friends have been podcasting and talking about our lives and goofing off and doing so much like recorded content for the over 10 years now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's well recorded and it's, you know, it's like
someone could
easily could just do that. And it's, I think they did that a bit on the Bourdain doc, Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Where they actually like chopped up a lot of his stuff and then kind of, you know, made it work as he narrated his own.
So, but, right. So, okay.
For people who you lose, like you could go back, you could hang with Brody. Whenever you want, like just go back and like there's
so
I mean,
but
thousands.
But okay, let's get even more technical. So if Yuval, you've directed movies, you've been in stuff, Dan. We've all been in shots of stuff where there's an over the shoulder shot and you need to ADR a line that wasn't in the script that you realized as you're cutting the thing together. Yep. Hey, we need a line to connect this thing. You do the line, and there are people like Chris Cox, who's an amazing voice actor who does stuff on our podcast. Yeah. Who like if they can't get Charlie Sheen, will do Charlie Sheen saying a line.
Wow. I did it for Wahlberg on a movie.
Okay, so over the shoulder, like that. That's happening in the, you know, that's essentially what this is.
Yeah.
Except you're.
It's already
like,
your voice.
But it's like meeting somebody in a dream because, you know, when you talk to somebody in your head, they only know the what you know.
Yeah.
There's no new information.
Yeah.
Here's my question. Is it
this
like
a great Rick and Morty
is it like trying to tickle yourself?
Yeah.
Is it like trying to tickle yourself? Meaning like you can't we
you,
can't tickle ourselves because
no,
we see
you have
it coming.
A good shower.
The beauty of being tickled is you don't see it coming. You don't know. That's to me what life is.
Yeah.
So I guess there has to be an element with this, and I just don't understand fictosexual, but like as I just haven't experienced it, there's got to be an element of surprise here that you don't know what is coming, and so you can experience it in the way that people would experience life. Like, well, we just don't know.
But maybe it's not like tickling yourself. Maybe it's – what if it's like more like masturbation? And, you know, it's like – it's not – of course, it's not as good, but it is
– gets the job done.
Gets the job done.
Yeah.
Kondo
insists that this hasn't lessened his feelings, that he can't speak to his wife.
No, of course
My love for Miku hasn't changed, he told the newspaper, which noted he now carried around a life-size version of Miku. So maybe that also – maybe those are real photos.
Yeah, the life-size.
I held the wedding ceremony because I thought I could be with her forever. Kondo is far from the only person in the world in a relationship with a character. Thousands of fictive sexual people in Japan have begun similar unofficial relationships.
With the same character?
A variety of fictitious figures, but maybe some of the same.
So, yeah.
While some relationships are just for kicks, Kondo's is to him very real. For a long time, he said he knew a human partner just wasn't for him due to his intense attraction to characters like Miku, a popular figure in anime Japanese culture, created as a synthesized voice using Yamaha's Vocaloid technology. Miku entered mainstream media as
human. Isn't that the thing that people say, like, what's next? You gonna marry your pet? I mean, this is one step away from, people are like, my cat gets me in a way that people just don't get
I have been sent a story of a woman who did marry her cat.
And
the reason she did it is so that the landlords can't evict her for having an animal at the building.
Oh, because then it's her partner.
Yeah. Yes.
That draws in that, like, it's like, it's funny that, like, this one topic is going to go into, like, weird ethical conversations.
It's
like a Sam Harris episode.
It's so good. I love it.
The one thing about the animals, though, the pets, is that it's like you cannot prove consent.
100%.
That's right.
Yes.
You can't.
In 2017.
Mean, unless they roll over and just open up the belt. I mean.
You know what?
You're right. That's consent.
Exactly.
So back in 2017, his relationship blossomed with Miku thanks to Gatebox. The machine gave Kondo the chance to propose to Miku, and he invited his family and coworkers to the ceremony, but none of them came. How many people do you think did attend, just for fun?
Four.
Okay. 39 people did attend. Good for him. He's got friends. Including strangers and online friends, some of whom are also fictosexual. There are two reasons why I had my wedding publicly, he told the BBC at the time. The first one is to prove my love for Miku. The second
is to get on the BBC.
Because there are many young people like me falling in love with anime characters. I want to show the world to support them.
This world, this is what, and any stories like this come on, I'm like, this world is hard enough. This is making him happy.
And then this is where we're going to get out. Guess who weighed in on this on Twitter?
Alex Jones.
Gene Simmons.
Oh, great.
Well,
this is
This makes sense. He is like a fictional character.
Yes, that
right,
is
he
true.
Was fictitious. And wasn't he in like, what was the, he was in that movie with, I can't believe him, with the-
Phantom of the Paradise?
No, the robot spiders. What was that
what?
Movie? You know that, Gene Simmons.
I don't.
Wait, the one, the robot kiss in the Phantom of the Park? Is that
Along
it?
Came oh, a spider, no. Kiss the girls?
No! I'm going to look it up. You keep talking about Gene Simmons.
No, because it's our last thing. I don't
Hold
mind.
On, keep talking
Gene
about
Simmons, spiders.
What did he say? What did he say in support of it?
I'm going to tell you one sec. Yeah. Okay, Gene Simmons,
as
spiders
As long as
movie.
He made money.
Runaway?
Yes.
A 1984
Runaway.
American film?
Yep. About
starring
what?
Tom Selleck?
Yes.
Hey. Ooh, I thought he
She's
was only in Quick
run
Down Under.
Runaway.
Okay.
He's been in so much.
Here we go. This is. We'll get out of here on this. This is Gene Simmons on Twitter. Ready? It doesn't matter if you understand this relationship. It only matters that this otaku man is happy.
Wait, Gene Simmons said this?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Where you been?
Where, Gene Simmons is not an evolved human being.
Otaku is
a
person.
It's a closed-minded Israeli.
Who is who is a magna? Magna? Am I saying it right? Why do I feel like I'm not?
Magna cum laude?
Magna.
Manga.
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 Oh, yeah. Manga.
Magna cum
laude. Otaku is a person who is a manga and tech fan. Good luck to him.
Hey.
I know. Well, kind of nice. Yeah,
it's like Gene Simmons is all about the, you know, free enterprise.
Yes. If, yes.
Yeah. So.
Also, if you can make money on it. How deep are you down a rabbit hole here on Runaway, Randy?
I'm watching the trailer of Runaway, and I know
Perfect.
That there's a moment where there
no
are-
No one's doubting you.
Lots of metal spiders coming at people.
Who,
okay?
In, your, who in your headphones spiders. Said that's not true?
There they are. They're the robots. The robots. The robots are coming at them. And Gene Simmons is controlling all the robots with his crazy wispy hair. He looks crazy.
Wow. I've never
Gene
heard of this.
Gene Simmons.
Neither have I.
How about
I.
the fact that he's a rock and roller and his name is Gene? Uh-oh, someone put a thing on Tom Selleck. I'm going to really describe this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Then who's that? Oh, there's Gene Simmons just shooting at the ground, looking like a businessman. Gene Simmons
I thought you said you were going to describe the whole thing, not right, just fine. Give us fragments.
Eddie Hudson, I believe. And there's Kirstie Alley. Oh, my God. What is she? Okay, someone just
all
dumped
your favorite
dumped
people.
Out.
Wow.
Christy all your favorite people Christy from the pandemic.
Hey.
Kirstie Alley looks good. Takes off her top. Kirstie Alley in the
Ran.
Trailer.
We'll put the link in the Facebook.
I'm fascinated.
Right? Everybody
it's very
can watch Runaway.
You know,
sure when streaming on Roku free.
This came out in 84?
Yes.
84.
Odd that I have never heard of this.
I never
heard
have
of
Runaway.
There's Gene Simmons. It,
now, did this come out the same year
Randy's
as
heart.
Chopping Mall?
I don't know. But
ooh, Chopping Mall's good.
Chopping Mall's great.
I don't know Chopping Mall.
Check right over here at the Galleria. Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Huh? What came out? Spider.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Inside of Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Yes.
Outside is the Beverly Center.
Oh, did you want?
Oh, it is?
I'm sorry. Did you guys want more electronic spiders?
No.
Coming at you. They're gigantic electric robotics. Anyway.
All right. That's story number one, my
and
friends.
And who? Maybe Gene Simmons married one of those robotic spiders, and that's why he has empathy in his heart for this guy. All right? There we go. All right. Story number one down. When we come back, we're going to find out how and where you can see the new season of Mystery Science Theater 3000 with Jonah Ray as the host, Hampton Yunt, Baron Von Black. I love him so much. So many good people involved in it. We'll do all that on the other side of the break. It's Dumb People Town.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show.
Here.
Before we get into what the hell Jonah Ray is doing, Daniel Van Kirk.
Yeah, go to danielvankirk.com. Yeah, you can catch me on tour. It's the Together Again tour. I will be in and around Texas and Oklahoma, maybe like Western Louisiana, and then also on the West Coast in Vegas and Phoenix and California in August. All those dates should be announced by the time this comes out. Everything is subject to change, but go to danielvankirk.com.
Not only is it a super fun evening to go out and see comedy and to see Daniel perform an hour of comedy, which is so much fun, and he's doing
a
really fun thing where at the beginning of the show, he comes out and you bring a headline or
from
something from
town,
your life. And
a pen pal's letter. I'll open the show, tell some people to move up into that front row, then we'll goof around a little bit, and then I'll get it started, and then I'll come back out later. And do
I love it. What a great idea. It's like the whole, he thinks of, and this is what I love about Danny, thinks of the whole show. And
it's
so
a good time.
It's a really
good time.
Everybody who's come to see him and then come to see us said, I just saw Dan recently and I love seeing him. So go out and see him and support him.
Thanks, buddy.
We've got our dates in the fall that we're doing. Of course, Nosebleeds is coming out. Of course, our Patreon where we're doing new episodes of Chief
You're going
Seats,
back to Ann Arbor?
Seats. We're going to go back to Ann Arbor, but that date moved from the 9th and 10th all the way to the 23rd and 24th of September. We'll put all that
But really,
out
Nosebleeds. Not just watch Nosebleeds. Tell people to watch Nosebleeds, and then go online and tell UFC Fight Pass. And
we'll
UFC
let you guys all you know Nosebleeds. How to get that done, because that is super, super fun. Jonah Ray, and it's a great lead into what you're doing, because we're doing the Nosebleeds on UFC Fight Pass, which is something that maybe our fans don't know about. It's a streaming service for them. Just like Mystery Science Theater 3000 is on the Gizmoplex. You can catch on the Gizmoplex. First of all, explain the new season, what you're excited about in the new season, and then how people can get it and see it.
Yeah. So, you know, Netflix didn't want to do more than two seasons of the show, mm-hmm. which is fine. You know,
yeah, very, sure. very it's amazing to do that. Very common.
Exactly. And so, but there, you know, the audience still seemed there for it. So Joel Hodgson, the creator, said he took another gamble and did another Kickstarter, even though we broke a record with the first one.
You guys did. It was amazing.
And then we did it again. Like, we like made more money than the last time, which was kind of validating, you know, as like the new guy. Cause I was like, at first I was like an unknown quantity in regards to the show. And then to like make that much money means, and it was like,
it's like a movie almost, where you're like, we're going to create this stuff. And people are like, well, there's a market for it. So here you go.
Yeah. And so, you know, we Kickstarted it. Independently, with the help of all of our Kickstarter backers and fans, made a 12 episode season. There's a new crew coming in, so like I'm in some episodes. Emily Marsh, Connor, and Kelsey are like the new like crew, like doing this stuff. And then there's Joel's come back for a couple episodes.
Awesome.
And yeah, so it's like it's super fun and it's real DIY. Like I remember when we were doing the Netflix seasons, I was like, this is too big. We were on these big sound stages for and everything was just too complicated and too big for no reason for a show like that.
Right.
You know, Cowtown Puppet Show.
Cowtown Puppet Show.
Yeah. And so we we like went down, made it real, you know, as cheap as we could, so we can, you know, pass along the savings.
That's smart.
And, you know, and Felicia Day is back, Patton's back, everyone's back, and it's super, super fun and funny. And you know, I directed some of the episodes.
Awesome,
dude.
And I think it's like some of our sharper, material. I think with like these, like it's we just had great writers. And
give
so,
me the name of a movie that you watched on there that you just loved so much.
Loved. Or because
love
like,
to hate, doing, yeah. you well, know, loved in the reason of like there's
the
so
cry,
much.
What's the new Cry Wilderness?
That would probably be the one we just did a couple weeks ago, which was Munchie.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, so I like saw. Munchie, which is of course not Munchies. Munchies was one of the Gremlins ripoffs, but then
thank you.
Roger Corman decided to make a family version of it. Where
was
he
Munchies
just took,
the one with the coming out of the toilet?
That's Ghoulies.
That's
right. All part of the Gremcore movement where you have critters, Ghoulies, Hobgoblins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arthur. Oh, I'm sorry, that was not.
We did Munchie, which is it's a typical kind of Cry Wilderness thing. It's like Mac and Me, any of those things. Mm-hmm. It's a boy and a thing. It's like there's that
boy
genre,
and
a boy and a
thing
from
boy
the
and
80s.
A thing. There you go.
And this mystical creature named Munchie, voiced by Dom DeLuise, and it was hard because it's a little self aware at times, which is troublesome for when you're riffing on a movie, because you're like one time,
because that's the great thing about Cry Wilderness, no self-awareness.
And it's like, and they're doing it with the utmost earnesty, and that's what kind of like that's what you want,
yeah,
because
that's what you take the air
as of. Silly as Mac and Me was, and as much as it was a, you know, like a funded corporate funded movie to, you know, sell more beef,
right?
Like it was, at least it's like they were trying to tell like an emotional story.
That's right.
This one is just a bit like, you know,
we kind of know what we're doing here.
Yeah, exactly. And then the puppet for Munchie is just this animatronic, nightmarish looking thing.
Like
his fingers are always
band.
Gesticulating just because I think they could.
Uh-huh. We need more finger movement. Someone definitely was looking at it going, we need more finger movement.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not getting enough finger movement. Yeah, but should he? He's contemplating. Yeah, the fingers should always be moving.
And Dom DeLuise is like nonstop. So that one was tough because it was like, not only was it like a bad movie, and I think done in bad faith, it was also just super tight because of Dom DeLuise. So it's like, there was no space for us to like bring in riffs. Mm-hmm. And that becomes like kind of hard to do, you know?
Yes,
and he's just talking and it's and he's not funny in it. It's like, this is literally one of the jokes. It's like he's like hey kid, I'm old, I'm real old, me and my dad, he paper trained a brontosaurus, my dad, now there's a guy. That was the end
there's
of the
a
joke
guy. Oh,
there's a guy. There's a guy.
Yeah, just and the extra emphasis so that we're sure. supposed to laugh yeah, at that. Yeah, yeah. That's great.
And so that one was super hard to do, but like the fans like really just like they're like, this is the new, this, this is the is one. The this is the
is
one
it
that we
funny
all...
like you do them and you're like, okay, I like this, but I wonder which one the fan, what's going to be the one that just jumps out?
Well, they always, and they always, this is the thing I noticed, they always like speculate. They're like, you guys must have tried really hard for this one. I was like, no, we try really hard on all of them.
On all of them. Yeah.
Like there's no time to like go, hold on guys, slow down.
Guys, let's pull back on this one because
let's give ourselves
one...
a couple extra weeks of riffing on this thing.
God, that's
it
so
just
funny.
Happens. It just, it's the way it
falls into place.
And it's all these different things that have to work. Like, you know, the sketches and the movie itself has to be interesting. And
which is what makes so much of the charm of the show. Yeah, so is it gizmoplex.com?
Well, Gizmoplex, thegizmoplex.com. It's an app, so you can get on any of the app store stuff.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's you can become a subscribing member. We have a lot of old classic episodes. You can watch the new episodes. You can either VOD them, you know, rent them just to watch them. You can become a member. It's all like there's like lots of different tiers of stuff you can you know, like I think to rent a new episode is like $5, which is nothing.
Phenomenal. Yeah. It's like, what are you gonna watch, an Amazon movie? Or
exactly.
Do that?
And
like
then wonderful. You can watch the live streams. We'll always do these things where it's like we we'll stream it live and there'll be a chat room, so it's like everyone gets to watch the new episode at the same time.
That's
great.
And it's kinda like the Joe Bob Briggs thing when he came back on Shudder and like everyone was just watching at the same time. And
it's amazing.
And it's really beautiful.
Well, no, it's that group mentality of like an experience that we're all doing at the same time. It's what we experienced when we did Dumb People Town in the pandemic at Nowhere Comedy Club.
And it's like, and everyone has like, everyone is there at the same time, so the reference points, you know which ones are hitting.
Yeah.
And you know, like, it's like, and people kind of hive mind what
it's
they
great.
Like. And then like, it's like, and then it becomes like the inside jokes for them for a lot longer than if you just kind of parse stuff out. And everyone's like, oh, I haven't gotten to that one yet. Right. I haven't seen
builds
that.
Builds the community. So gizmoplex.com or just grab the Gizmoplex app.
Yeah. And you just look up MST3K on, you know, Google Store, Apple Store, any of those stuff. It's like, you can get on your computer, your phone, you know, Apple TV, Google, you know, Fire Stick, all that stuff. And it's like, it's all there. And it's a really like well done app. I was like concerned. I was like, we're not a technological company.
Right. No.
Like, it's like, you know,
and that's a whole
stuff,
other world.
It's a whole other thing. And like, you know, Ivan Asquith, who's like the guy who ran our Kickstarter campaigns, it's like, this guy's just a genius and just is able to, and like everyone kind of working together. It's real bare bones. It's like a DIY. That's like the company.
I mean, it's kind of what it was at the beginning when it was
exactly
in Minneapolis or St. Paul public radio.
And it was just like, just as many things went wrong, I'm sure, because like we were on set and I'd be like, all right, next sketch is this one. Where's the prop? And we get the prop. And because we had to shoot on green screen, it's like a prop shows up and I'm like, there's green in this. Why was it? Why? It, like, then, you know,
oh my God, that's so funny. And you're directing it.
So I have to like deal with all that stuff too. And we got Tim Ryder, who's also directing stuff on there. It's like, but it's super great. But the one I'm most excited about, there's a Halloween episode. It's the first Halloween special the show's ever done. I get to host that one. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
I came up with an idea for some of the costumes or when we do like a trick-or-treating sketch. And then the thing I'm really excited about is the movie itself is the mask from Canada. It's like there's the Canada's first 3D movie.
Wow.
So there's 3D elements in that. You can like you can go and get like glasses.
3D glasses and see
you can,
it. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, you decide
wonderful.
If you want to do a 3D or not 3D, but then it's also
great.
Just a great movie.
I love
it. It's a great movie. I'm
oh
very
my
excited.
God.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about this. And fans, as you sort of say, how do I want to support the artists that
or just bring
love.
More joy into my life
yes and get something really wonderful out of it. And I also have to say it is so difficult to create a show that then goes through many different, and we were talking about this with Baron, that like when the cast changes is usually when people are like, well, it's not the same as it.
Yeah.
No, it's not the same, but it's still awesome and it's great. Yeah. And then the cast changes again and it's still great.
Yeah.
Like I love Bill Corbett the same way I love the original guys. Yeah. I love, you know,
Trace and Bill, like and everyone in Hampton, like they all, it's hard to.
They're all great for different reasons.
And Kelsey, the new crow, is like, you know, it's a woman and she's like doing this like, you know, almost kind of like weird, crazy Bart Simpson kind of voice, but it's like, and everyone, yeah, at first was like, no, like, cause it's just change, it's different.
Right.
But then you realize it's like, these are, you know, they're literal joke machines, they're robots that tell jokes.
Drop my joke bucket into this little gumball machine, and then here we go.
Well, I hope everybody goes and checks it out,
me
man.
Too.
TheGizmoPlex.com, or just look for the app wherever you get your apps. All right, you guys ready to do another story?
Let's do some more.
We'll do a couple of shout outs before we do this. I want to start thanking people when we get into these.
Do it.
Stephen Witt Young is a townie.
To wit.
Stephen Witt Young. Wasn't that one of the original cast members of SNL?
Stephen Witt Young?
Yeah.
No.
And then...
To me, it feels like someone who's a daredevil.
Whitney
who,
Young? What was that person?
A. Whitney Brown.
Not just any Whitney.
A. Whitney Brown.
Frank Westfall. Sounds like a comic book character that is like a deep cut that Sony owns the rights to. And
yeah,
has
it would
to
only
make
be a
movie.
Sony one.
His chest is also a bulletproof.
And then Patrick Draper.
Patrick Draper,
the Mad Men reboot.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It's like kind it's like, of.
Did you know Don Draper had a brother
named Patrick Draper, who also stole an identity? And then, there you go. Lovely.
Okay, here we go. This is sent in by At Liz Haggerty, who's now going by the Detective of Dumb People Town.
There,
At Liz Haggerty.
There she goes. P.I.
You live in a home, correct?
Yes.
A home, nice little house. And you as well, Rand. Yeah, I know I know for firsthand knowledge.
Yes.
Here's the headline. Homeowner discovers bears living under her house.
Nope.
Whoa.
No.
Could you imagine?
And how long did it take? This is the Kurt Braunohler bit of like how
many bees?
Yeah, how many bees? How many bears have to be under your house before you're like, hey.
One bear. You know, if there was one bear.
One bear. That's how
that's
like.
Good, not, that's a very good Kurt Braunohler right there.
One bear.
This is like one bear.
I had to direct his last special, so it's like I'm very into it. It's like, one bear.
That's so good. I love it.
I just saw a TikTok where somebody, it was like a bench, like a window bay, whatever you call that, like bench seating. And, They pulled up the top and there was a whole hive, like the honeycomb underneath it was insane. Infested their entire house. It was wild.
What do you just
you move?
Because to gas them is I think would be a crime against climate.
They had to like get the queen and then put the queen and then they all followed the queen.
But the Jubilee is now. How would they get the queen to help out?
Did I tell you this? I parked behind the building where next door to where my wife's office is on Rowena and it's like a big red brick building and in the back there are two pipes that lead in the, I don't know if they're air conditioning vents or whatever, but they're like metal pipes on a brick thing. And I go back to my car and I'm hearing all this buzzing and I look over and there are thousands of bees. Thousands are circling around one of the pipes. And inside,
inside. Candyman.
Maybe. Yeah. Thousands of bees in there.
Did you tell anybody?
I go to get my car and I go.
It doesn't say a thing. How many bees?
How many bees does it take? And I brought Kurt Braunohler out. No. And I went to like swap out my car for my wife's car. And I then sold her. I was like, be careful.
Yeah.
Literally, be careful because there's so many bees in the back back there.
Be careful. Be sharp with your.
Be minor. And so she went back to get her car in the afternoon. She's like, there were no bees there.
They're there.
Did you think?
I thought this is maybe I'm hallucinating that just bees are everywhere. Like it's like a yes video.
Yeah. You're in the wicker, man.
That is wild. We're told that there's like we're running out of bees. And then multiple reports of thousands of bees.
They're hiding more.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, what if the bees are just playing tricks on people like me? And they're like, okay, guys, all right, let's get over here. Yeah, yeah, and then when he leaves, let's get out of here. It's like, wow.
This takes place up in Lake Tahoe. A California homeowner who heard a rumbling coming from under her house during the winter was shocked when spring arrived with an answer. There were bears living underneath her home.
This would be, bears are insane. Like, I've watched so much Alone and then Life Below Zero. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life Below Zero is, like, my favorite show to watch just when I just want to see just people up in Alaska just trying to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I live off the grid and I don't have a boss. You mean Mother Nature isn't your boss?
Yeah.
Because she's about to, like, break up the river that's going
to
ruin all
the... She's putting you to work every day.
Right. And, like, I don't have to do... Yes,
those are
you
the
do.
People that, like, they always say, I don't like the rat race. It's like... Dude, your whole every day and every moment of your
life is more of a rat race than the rat race.
It's like just staying alive. Yeah. Like, it's like that's a rat race.
Yes.
So your fish wheel is just working fine and no one's going to take a look at it. No, and the pieces of the wheel are not going to fall off. That. Okay, all right. Just making sure that's fine.
Right.
You don't have to go get firewood every two days for that.
Oh,
okay, fine.
Each meal takes about 3 hours to make.
Catching myself. I know where it's coming from.
How many bears do you think were underneath her house?
Four.
Okay.
I got to go classic fairy tale. Three.
Three? Five bears.
Five
are
bears.
Living underneath her home. The homeowner told animal rescue group the Bear League that she and other residents of her house had heard a rumbling sound under the home during the winter that sounded like snoring.
Yeah.
The amount people will let things go.
Yeah.
And
right.
just be like, I'm
There's
not dealing
with
that.
Thinking, sleepy ghost.
Right. Yeah, sleepy ghost.
Sleepy ghost.
The neighbors said they were imagining it because they didn't hear anything. So they told their neighbors, like, you're making that up. We don't hear anything. To
yes.
which I'd go,
so not only are the bears living under their house, they're making their them seem crazy to the neighbors.
Right.
Yeah. Also, the thing is, it's like, I would, because they're if they're it's during the winter, then they're hibernating. So that snoring is going on
all the time.
Yes.
Just crazy snoring.
The homeowner discovered the sound was not her imagination when spring arrived and she heard the unmistakable sounds of a mother bear waking up under the house, which I imagine has to be very loud.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's like, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah. We arrived immediately.
But you do go through the machinations of saying there are ghosts in this house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're growling is a ghost.
I don't believe in ghosts. I would believe ghosts before bears being in my
house. Thank you. Thank you.
We arrived immediately. We uninvited Mama Bear, not yet aware that there were four more bears under the house, which is also now it's even like her kids, right?
Yeah.
The group, that's the Bear League, said the mother had given birth to three cubs last year and ended up adopting a fourth cub that had been orphaned.
And you know the adoption process for bears is ridiculous.
It takes so long.
Because they take winters off. Much like Hollywood, it's a lot of big holiday break at the end of the year.
It's crazy.
It was quite the scene to watch the four-yearling
cubs. And to get a polar bear is just impossible.
emerge from the opening and join together on the other side of the fence to venture north into 2022. That's story number two.
Jesus Christ!
Bears under your house.
Bears. Is this? Are you sure this is a real story or just a, something like a studio seeding in the gritty reboot of the Berenstain Bears?
Yes.
The Revenant 2. Yeah.
The Revenant 2 in the house.
No, but I mean like.
Bears coming from inside
What if
the
you're
house?
Watching The Revenant and like suddenly you hear all this sound and like, honey, turn off The Revenant. Who let that go on a loop?
Because you've had rats.
I've had rats. And when we were up in Tahoe
Did you
at
have
my
any
friend's
snakes?
House. No snakes. When we were up in Tahoe at our friend's house, they have like their house is on a hill in the basement bottom area. There, a bear came in there. A bear came into their basement area. You could see where the claw marks were on like mm-hmm. the side of the door frame. And insane. It was nuts. Okay. I mean, I was like, I can't believe there's a bear in there.
But you, Jonah, you've never had any animals?
I mean, like it's a.
Critters?
We had termites and had to tent the house, had to be one of those houses.
You did? Like Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
You still lived in it. And you still were selling meth out of it, which I think is really nice.
Yeah. I just sat in there and I got so high.
I know. It's really good.
Up at the cabin, we had a goat once. I told this story on the Crab Feast years ago, but we had a goat that just started hanging around our family. We loved it. And then,
I mean, that was the first time you ever did yoga.
So here's a weird thing. So, not like we have like a fence around our place, but like it's like there are coyotes in our neighborhood because we're in a park.
Yeah, just guys everywhere. Yep.
But what I found once from the neighbor side of the fence, or a little bit above us, I found a headless chicken, and it looked like it kind of came through like you know some of the plants, and I was just like, did they have a chicken, and then maybe
I think they're trying to send you a message that you got to clean up the
fence. I bet it just got away from them. And they lost it.
I thought maybe like they had a chicken and maybe like a coyote got into their yard and then maybe flung it over or some of that. But then like I bag it up and then I go around. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm concerned about like if this is there.
First of all, it's running around like crazy.
That's how it ended up there.
Itself with its head cut off.
Like in itself.
my neighbors are literally from Mexico.
Yeah.
And I'm a, white gentrifying type.
Sure.
And I come in and I'm asking this guy if this headless chicken is from his yard.
This is just a proximity question.
This has nothing to do with us. We live next to each other.
Yes. I would ask anybody who lived here.
Yes. Yes. So yeah,
was it?
No, it was not, and he seemed a bit confused and upset why
you did that. Well, no, this is like when on Nextdoor.com when they said there's a chicken running across Hyperion Road, to which my wife then Amy responds, "How funky is it?" And I was like, "Do not wade into these waters.
Yeah.
These people are going to get mad. Well, it wasn't very funky. It was having some problems,
This is not a thing to make a joke out of. It is an animal,
and it has serious problems, to which my daughter then read that. It was like, I'm putting that on our quote board. It is a chicken. It is an animal. It's got serious problems. That was on our whiteboard.
That's story number two, my friends.
Give us a little taste of what we're going to get in story number three.
Something goes down in the beer cave.
In the beer cave?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a man cave that's just got
no, beer? You never seen a beer cave at a gas station or like no. a liquor store?
Oh,
no.
yeah. It's like a walk-in yeah. refrigerator.
Oh, really?
Yeah. yeah.
I've never seen that. All right, well, I'm excited.
Piggly Wiggly in Partyville, Wisconsin.
I didn't realize that there were beer caves, and now that stuff is going down in beer caves. All that, and then we get a little story of something dumb that Jonah did, although he just gave us one, a hilarious one.
Yeah.
We'll get another one from him. It's Dumb People Town.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Dan, let's get back
ready?
To it.
A couple of shout-outs. April Dawn, who's a townie. April Dawn. Doesn't that sound like a book about not having to be monogamous?
April Dawn in the new world of thruples.
Yes.
April Dawn, what's that flower you have on?
Ooh, who is that? What are you spoofing?
Delta Dawn.
Yeah, that's right. Meg Smith is a Tanya townie Tucker. As well. Thank you, Meg Smith.
Meg Smith. The Meg.
And then Amy Chelsea. Who I feel like is one of those people that people forget her last name isn't her first name.
Yep. Yeah.
Chelsea's like, it's
is
Amy.
Chelsea coming?
Yeah, it's Amy.
Chelsea.
Yeah. Amy Chelsea. Thank you, guys. Amy Love Chelsea. That you are Patreon members. Okay, here we go. Ready?
It sounds like Anna Maria Sava, which you know always has to come with a what?
Hey.
Thank you.
April Marie used to date. Or was it? No, it was April Dawn.
April Dawn.
You know what? I don't care. Thought counts.
Well, it was an April Dawn wedding.
He
married her in the morning of their life, but in the springtime of their existence.
Yeah. You ever been to a breakfast wedding?
No.
One of our fans, Elise LeBlanc, had a breakfast wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
I love her.
It's not a bad idea if you do it right, because you do like
a brunch wedding,
and then everybody has their whole day to go sleep it off or do or
I mean,
keep
do you party
partying?
Super hard?
Do you like, just keep going? Just
I wonder what going. Her wedding was. That'd be so funny.
It was, she had a waffle bar and mimosas.
What?
Yeah, you think about the food. It's pretty great for a brunch wedding. Brunch wedding could be the way to go.
Build your own omelet station?
And you know, you'd get the venue so cheap.
Yeah.
Why do the omelet guys have like the
know?
Tallest?
Because of the rat. Yeah, exactly. Okay, ready? This was sent in by Atlas Haggerty, a.k.a. the detective of Dumb People Town.
Okay.
Florida man takes leak in store's beer cave. This is Rockledge, Florida.
So if you put a walk in anything, people are going to think it's a bathroom.
Or just not care.
Or a toilet.
A Florida man was arrested on allegations of urinating on cases of beer inside a Brevard County store, according to Rockledge police arrest
if
affidavit.
If you have a walk-in, just understand people are going to go in there and pee on
stuff. Saturday, the man walked into the Hop and Pop convenience store on Eister Boulevard and tried to enter the restroom, but it was locked. This is where most people would wait.
Yeah.
The Hop and Pop restroom was locked? This, to me, sounds like the worst Dr.
Hop,
Seuss thing.
Pop. Restroom door was locked.
Oh.
The man went into the store's beer cave and made it appear that he was looking at merchandise. This is one thing. You can always tell when someone's peeing.
Yeah.
There's this. No one is so casual in their stance that you're like somebody could be far away. Like, I think that guy's peeing.
Why are both of his hands around the crotch area?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've all had to do it on a hike or a park or something like that.
Yes. Of course.
I look at my phone. I look at my phone and I kind of just like, and I pop my elbow out and I just kind of like,
huh.
Yeah. And then,
would you look at that?
Yeah.
And then I'll make it look like I'm doing something or I'm trying to figure out, like, I'll have like, Jonah, you know, it's like,
these are great tips.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're gotta pee inside of a.
Well, no, not, don't do it in the beer cave.
Do not.
Don't, yes.
There's he went
no
into the beer cave.
In the beer
so
cave.
We talked about bear caves and beer caves.
Yes.
In this episode. Yeah. Okay.
That
was story is about a bear that gets in a beer cave.
Mm-hmm.
And pees in it.
With peace. It made it appear that he was looking at the merchandise. According to the affidavit, store video shows the man facing towards the shelves, unzipping his pants, and urinating on cases of beer.
Why
the store owner said,
"Okay, and just because the bathroom door was locked, like, start knocking." Mm-hmm.
The total loss of beer damaged and sold equaled how much money? How much in damages?
Well, if you can pee on the beer.
It depends on what type of beer he's peeing on.
Well, that's the thing. If he's peeing on the beer, that means it's on the floor.
Right.
So it's not high.
It's not going to be, you know.
Well, unless it's racks.
But the racks, it's still like, you know.
Yeah.
You would put the Millers on the bottom. you know, make them work.
Which
for
people
it.
Say right. that it's piss,
is it arrogant
it's piss water anyway?
Is it Racer 5?
No, it's that's
is
gonna
it
be
Natty Ice.
That's good. Yeah, it's gonna be Natty Ice. It's gonna be down low. It's all the Racer 5 stuff is gonna
okay.
be high
Delirium. Ice House.
Yeah,
Ice House.
That's what, that's an angry. That's Ice House is an angry stepdad. Ice House is the choice of beer.
Yeah,
we had a friend growing up, and his dad crushed Ice Houses, and he was mean.
Cans of Ice House.
No,
Steel Reserve.
Yeah,
Steel Reserve. Every taste of Steel Reserve, no matter how much of it you drink, tastes like the first time you ever tried beer. That's
that's
every
a
single
great
time.
Joke.
Yeah.
Jonah, terrible. I don't know if you've given up on Twitter, but you should
every
tweet that
every taste
out.
Of Steel
Reserve,
Reserve
is the first time you drank a beer.
Yeah. And I can't believe that that's the official beer.
How much money
of
do you think he how much what's the value in what's the value in beer that he damaged, gents?
I'm going to say 3 this Florida so cheaper, maybe $350.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say about like $96.
$113.
Whoa!
And 36
close,
cents.
So close.
He urinated on 6 cases of beer. So what would that come out to? That's expensive beer, right? 6 cases.
Some people
cases
said it actually made
13?
They could be 18 packs.
Some people
that's
said it
30
actually,
packs.
Actually
30
enhanced
packs,
the taste of the Michelob Ultra.
Yes.
One Busch Light.
Whoa.
One Busch
really
Light.
Going for Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
I mean,
one Busch Light fan said, tastes the same to me. The affidavit, we're a Busch Light family. I shouldn't have said
are
that.
Are we?
I'm going to have people mad at me in Rochelle.
The turn the red stripe into a yellow stripe.
The affidavit said police identified the man from his license plate, which was captured on surveillance video. Police made contact with the man on Wednesday, arresting him on a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief. We'll get out of here.
Is it criminal mischief? They got to come up with another name.
yeah, being a jerk.
Like beer cave.
How old
league.
Do you think a Florida man who goes into the, what is it called, Stop and Pop?
Hop and Pop.
Convenience
hop because
store.
Of the,
yeah.
the beers
yeah.
and the pop Hops because of that's what they call soda.
Yep.
Hop stupid.
Hop and Pop. He went into the Hop and Pop.
You gotta
couldn't
stop
wait
doing
for
you
the
gotta
bathroom.
Stop doing it at the hop and pop shops.
Yeah. Unoccupied.
So there you go. That's like a it's a young How person with a strong bladder can hold it.
Ooh.
Should
sure.
not be as acid.
I like your
also,
reasoning, counselor.
But they are also impulsive people.
There you
sure.
go.
Knowing about the consequences
that's
of what
right. that's
they do.
Right. They wouldn't know to, hey, I should probably go to the bathroom or there are ways
but
that I can
also
it.
Like yeah. Jonah's reasoning that an old guy's like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
peeing I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I'm peeing somewhere.
It's not going to be in my pants.
You should be glad I went to the beer cave.
Yeah. Glad I didn't do it on the Funyuns.
Yeah. Right.
What do you,
I had two choices, the hop or the pop. And there is no pop cave over here.
There is no pop cave.
Pop cave would be dope.
Pop all cave right. is a new Dave Holmes podcast talking about
yeah.
all the pop music. From
and
I was
going to
say
it.
It's yeah. K-pop cave, which is literally all Korean pop bands in one small
Jonah,
area.
Jonah, what do you feel on our Florida man peeing in a beer cave?
You got the kind of guy that just goes, fuck it, and that starts, yeah. I think, in your like early 50s.
Okay.
I'm going to say the guy was 53.
53 years old.
Wow.
Okay.
I think he's 68.
68?
Yeah, just an old guy who's like, again, like you said, Dan, you portrayed him, and I could be completely wrong. It could be 23, but I think he's just an old guy who's like, I there's nothing I can do about this.
Okay.
It's coming whether I want it or not.
Okay.
And he doesn't even have a cell phone to look at.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get out of here on this. Uh-huh. TheGizmoPlex.com. At Jonah Ray Rodriguez?
Just at Jonah Ray.
Okay.
But yeah, Rodriguez, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
Rodriguez.
My name. Yeah.
And then...
We'll let you know about the nosebleeds, but Sklubber, there's patreon.com/Sklubber. That's for new episodes okay. of Cheaper Seats.
At Daniel Vinker, DanielVinker.com. All right, ready? The man is 61 years old.
Oh!
7 and 8 years apart.
Oh, there
finally.
We go. But we were right. We were yes. in the right direction of
yeah.
like, this is a
I
guy.
I just had to think about when my dad started pissing wherever he felt like it.
Also, isn't that like a
You're
Hawaii
like,
thing?
Take your phone out.
Yeah,
make
yeah,
it
yeah,
look
make
like
it look.
You care.
Yeah, then the big gray brick phone comes
yeah, right.
out
yeah,
and
yeah,
pulls
yeah, yeah.
out
He's
the
just
antenna.
Looking at it.
It's hard to flip with one hand. I'm working here.
I'm trying to get the antenna out.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
That's a show, friends.
Right, there you go. It's a show. Hey, sorry we didn't have Jay here
I
today.
I loved it.
But
kidding
it was
me? I think
fun.
It's the way we go.
There was a lot less terse arguments. That
yes. like it was not tense in any way, shape, or form. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Jonah Ray, we love you. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Boom. Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.